ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Utility crews work to fix about 500,000 storm-related power outages in the Houston area. A helicopter tour showed less damage than they thought, says Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo.
We did see down trees. We did see trees on top of homes. We saw several homes that are under construction where the wooden beams have been totally crushed.
Russia's offensive against Kharkiv is just to create a buffer zone to stop Ukraine from attacking Russian territory, says Russian President Putin, who's on a trip to China. In Kharkiv, ABC's James Longman.
He's always framed this invasion as the defensive one, that Russia is the victim. And this was very much a message to his own people and perhaps to China, helping, of course, to pay for his war effort.
More aid's getting into Gaza through that new shoreline pier built by the U.S. military. Bike shops boomed early in the pandemic, but now the boom is bust. This is ABC News. At the funeral for a black senior airman, hundreds of Air Force members in their dress blues at a church in Stonecrest, Georgia. Civil rights activist Reverend Jamal Bryant.
We gotta call it as it is. Roger died of murder. He died of stone cold murder, and somebody has got to be held accountable.
Roger Fortson was 23. A sheriff's deputy in Florida was responding to a domestic trouble call. His body cam recording shows Fortson opened the door, pointing a gun at the floor, the deputy ordering him to drop it before firing. A man under investigation in the deaths of four women whose bodies were found scattered across northwest Oregon last year has been indicted in two of those killings and in the death of a woman whose body was found in Washington State. Jesse Calhoun, due to be released from state prison soon, serving time for assaulting a cop trying to strangle a police dog, burglary, other charges. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwoodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 81 degrees at 12:03. Look for mostly sunny, warm, and breezy conditions this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the late afternoon with a high of 87. Winds will be out of the south-southwest 10 to 15 with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, then decreasing clouds overnight, low 50. And sunny early tomorrow, then increasing clouds. A slight chance of showers late in the day with a high of 78. Currently in Richland Center, once again, our temperature is 81 degrees.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Schmidtwoodland Hills would like to remind everyone that May is Older Americans Month. The current national workforce shortage is limiting access to the vital care and services that older adults need to maintain health and independence. Aging services providers must have robust staffing and strong workforce pipelines to deliver personalized care so older adults can thrive as they age. The greatest challenge facing aging services providers is attracting and retaining talented team members. Aging services organizations like Schmidt Woodland Hills are powered by people. Without aides, nurses, activities staff, food services staff, housekeeping, and many other professionals, there is no care. To find out how you can become part of this valued team that serves our growing population of senior citizens, please contact Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Today is Saturday, May 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Caitlin O'Connell, I'm Tim Thede. On Wednesday afternoon at approximately 3:15, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a crash involving a vehicle and farm machinery on Highway 151 near mile marker 1. The investigation revealed that Jairo Andrade Aguirre, age 41, of Hanover, Illinois, was northbound on U.S. Highway 151 in his red 1999 Jeep Cherokee. At the same time, Jackson Gabel, age 19, of Dubuque, Iowa, was northbound on Highway 151 in an International Harvester tractor hauling a manure spreader. Andrade Aguirre approached the tractor and spreader from the rear. Failing to see it, Andrade Aguirre collided with the rear of the spreader, causing it to enter his Jeep through the windshield, causing catastrophic damage to the Jeep and injury to Andrade Aguirre. Gabriel was uninjured in the crash, and the spreader received minor damage. Andrade Aguirre was transported from the scene by EMS. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Wisconsin State Patrol, Dubuque Police Department, Dickeyville EMS, Hazel Green EMS, Jamestown Fire Department, and Jamestown First Responders. The crash remains under investigation. It's Morel Mushroom Festival weekend in the village of Muscadet. The Muscadet American Legion Post 85 is selling Morel mushrooms today at the mushroom headquarters located at the Cradwell Building. Carla Doudna says there are lots of food selections and refreshments to try.
We have the Cassie Chili Cook-Off. You can start testing that around 1 o'clock. And then you have the American Legion, who is going to have their food stand at the Mushroom Headquarters. And then we also have the Festival Committee, who is raising funds, and they have a mushroom brat stand. Now, it's not a morel brat, but it is a mushroom brat, and it's made by the Richland Locker. We also have a tasting area at the headquarters on Saturday. So in that tasting area, we have Meister Cheese, Stanica Cattle Company, the Wild Hills Winery, Driftless Gold Organic Maple Syrup, and Gillingham Meads and Spurgeon Winery. All of those vendors will have samples, and most of them will have items for sale as well. So we really hope that people carry a bottle of water, cleanse your palate, and taste away.
Other activities today include a baseball and softball tournament, the Thunder Showers bounce houses, and garage sales. An arts and crafts show and Bartle's chainsaw carving will be held at Railroad Park, the Tiny Acres Farms Petting Zoo at Pickering Park, Kinshi Pedal Pools at the Riverdale Bus Garage, and Effigy Mound Tours. The parade will step off this afternoon at 3. This year's theme is Spring Mystery.
Spring brings a lot of mystery to the area, whether, you know, what you're going to find for flowers, animals, mushrooms, you know, and not only morels, but lots of other mushrooms that grow that are edible mushrooms. So yeah, there's a mystery about everything.
Following the parade, members of the UW band will perform at the Mushroom Headquarters. Tonight will end with fireworks along the Wisconsin River. The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival runs through tomorrow. For a complete list of activities, check out the Village of Muscadet webpage. Area parks will be getting spruced up. Richland Center Parks and Recreation and Richland Center Primary School will host Stewardship Day this afternoon from 2:30 to 4. The day is being held to honor Arbor Day and Earth Day to clean the community parks and plant trees. Park cleanup will be held from 2:30 to 3 at the Old Mill Pond Park, Kroska Park, and West Side Park. Maps, gloves, and trash bags will be provided. A tree planting will be held at Old Mill Pond Park at 3. A Tree City USA proclamation will be presented by Mayor Todd Coppernall at 3:30. Families are also invited to check out the story walk at Kroska Park featuring Be a Tree by Maria Gianferri. And euchre enthusiasts from all over the world are in Wisconsin this weekend. The World Euchre Championships are in New Glarus. The main tournament is today. At least 450 competitors are expected to participate. And there are still spots open for single players on today. The winner receives a championship belt, like in wrestling. Hosted by the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation, there's food, vendors, and a big music festival. Money raised will go towards building a new inclusive playground. WRCO News Time is 12:11. Michelle Reinen warns about job hiring scams next on the news at noon.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11-ounce package, $3.75. Red Hot Burgers, 32 ounces, 6-count box, $5. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, 18-ounce package, $7.75. Bachler's Brats, $4 a pound. Dr. Pepper Products, 6 16-ounce bottles, $4.25. Check out the cheese and produce while you're here. At the Bag Center, Farmer's Special, 30-inch bale wrap, including Sunfilm Gold, $96, with a total of 8 different kinds to choose from. We also carry egg bags and bunker covers. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Currently, it's mostly sunny and 81 degrees at 12:13. Summer is fast approaching and the school year is coming to a close. Many students, along with unemployed and employed individuals seeking better work, will be applying for jobs. While many jobs available are legitimate, there are other employment opportunities offered that could be scams. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
It's very common. This scam targets consumers who are looking for work, internships, side gigs, you know, any of that. They lure you in with promises for high pay, great benefits, easy tasks, flexible hours, work from home opportunities, or maybe that chance at that dream job. And really, they are pretending to be well-known companies, startups, or even small businesses. They say that they're hiring brand ambassadors, social media managers, caregivers for children or adults, personal assistants, summer interns, even the U.S. Postal Service mail processors. So a whole plethora of different job types, different types of appealing examples as to what might fit you and what you may want. But they also offer those one-time gigs such as wrapping your car, or promoting a business, mystery shopping, and go test stores, restaurants, hotels. So it could appeal for everybody.
Scammers try luring job seekers in with an enticing job description. Before applying, look for the warning signs that says it's a scam.
You really want to stop for a minute. And one simple way to spot some of these is you may notice poor grammar, incorrect spelling. But others can be highly sophisticated where you will get set up for a job interview via Zoom and you will think that you're the one, you'll have trusted this source, and you will then think you've gotten hired because that's what they're going to indicate at the end of the interview or send you an email to that effect. And then they may send you a check to deposit to make some initial business purchases to get you set up for this new work when really the check ends up being fake and they've directed you to a particular place to make these purchases. But because of the way that you've charged it, you're spending your own money and you've now just paid the scammer and you never get anything from that website they directed you to.
To make sure a job opportunity is legitimate, there are ways you can protect yourself from being scammed.
Run an internet search for the name of the company or person who's hiring you. Check things out. Add the word review, scam, or complaint and see what those results look like. You want to double check for any official website to be sure that it's the same as any job posting that you may have been looking at or any website that they may have sent you to for getting additional information. Reach out to the company or individual directly using public information rather than just what was sent to you in a social media post or an email link. This can be very handy if the email looks like it came from a professor at a college or a recruiter because they are more readily found online.
Ryan says that there are actions you should never do.
Never give money or your personal information to anyone who contacts you unexpectedly. You know, there's no honest employer who will ever send you a check to deposit, ask you to spend money during the hiring process, and urge you to agree to their terms quickly before you ask any questions. You need to feel confident about that. And the final tip really that I have is don't share your personal information as part of the application process. You do that once you're hired and on your first day of work, but you don't need to hand over your social security number until you are hired. A company may need to conduct a background check, but at that point, you've gone through the entire hire process and you are their selected candidate.
If you suspect a job scam or have been a victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at DATCAP, that's DATCP, hotline at wi.gov. WRCO News Time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Today is Saturday, May 18th. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Mill Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the Pine Valley Foundation. Survivors of Keith Deckert include his wife, Myra, 7 children, Ken and Jane Deckert of Scales Mound, Illinois, Rita Jenkins of McFarland, Robert and Helen Deckert, Paul and Therese Deckert, Ron and Cindy Deckert, Beverly and Len Milkey, Pam and Jim Spencer, all of Richland Center. Adopted daughter, Gina Hansen, 25 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Keith P. Deckert, 96, of Richland Center. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove, died Wednesday at Vernon Memorial Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 2. The family requests memorials be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Ed McLaren is survived by his life partner, Joy Deal of Soldiers Grove, 2 children, Robert Lee and Carrie McLaren of Iowa, and Barbara Jean McLaren of Soldiers Grove, 7 grandchildren, 1 brother, Perry McLaren of Iowa, 1 sister, Deborah Hedberg of Soldiers Grove, and many other relatives and friends. Edward L. McLaren, 61, of Soldiers Grove. Robert Bob Byrd, Jr., 67, of Hillsboro, died Thursday after a battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 with a time of remembrance, fellowship, and a shared meal at 6 at the Field Veterans Memorial Park in Hillsboro. Memorials may be made to the Robert E. Byrd, Jr. Memorial Scholarship Fund. Bob Byrd is survived by his wife, Anne, daughter, Stephanie and Jacob Board, 2 granddaughters, his sister, Stella and Kevin Walker, a niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and several cousins and special friends. Robert Bob Byrd, Jr., 67, of Hillsboro. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville, died May 5th. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday, May 25th, at 10 at Living Hope Church in Janesville. A committal service will follow at 2:30 at Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at Living Hope Community Church Friday, May 24th from 5 to 7. Judy Klingeman is survived by 3 children, Jason and Cindy Klingeman, Christy and Jeff Hodson, and Kevin and Donna Klingeman. 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Carol and Paul Sainsbury, and Karen and Lamon Hornby. 2 sisters-in-law, Lorene Barry and Elgina Sophie Smith. 2 brothers-in-law, Leroy Barkley and Norman Davis, and many nieces and nephews. Judy Klingeman, 81, of Janesville. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rachel and Myron Yoder had a daughter, Kaylee Beth.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Howard and Mary Beth Oates, Jim and Diane Heyer, Ed and Lori Kopas, Dave and Tina Mayer, Deanna and Greg Gokenauer, and June and Bruce Young. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, this is meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great afternoon. It's a warm one, feeling a bit like summer with highs near 87 and those dew points rising into the 50s, so you could feel a little more humidity in the air. Typically this time of year, we have high temperatures in the low 70s and low temperatures on average are around 50 degrees. It's nice to see the sun. The sun now rises at about 5:35 in the morning and sets close to 8:30. We will gain about another 15 to 20 minutes of daylight in the morning as we head toward the summer solstice, and about 15 to 20 minutes in the evenings. So lots of daylight in the coming months for our area. Let's talk about rain. And we are expecting rain over the next several days, potentially some parts of the upper Midwest, including Wisconsin, receiving 2 to 3 inches of rain over the next few days. This afternoon, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing ahead of a cold front later this afternoon. Could be a couple of stronger storms in the mix with small hail, gusty winds, and briefly heavy rainfall. And those thunderstorms could produce a quick 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of rain. The wind today from the southwest, 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. It'll turn northwest tonight, the showers and storms gradually moving out south and east. Overnight, decreasing clouds and a low near 50. Sunny early on Sunday, highs around 78. Clouds will increase later in the day on Sunday and a slight chance of showers late in the day, but a better chance for showers and isolated storms on Sunday night, especially overnight, lows around 59. Monday, mostly cloudy with showers and isolated storms possible. More than a half inch of rain could fall with highs around 79. Couple of rounds of showers and storms on Tuesday into Tuesday night with more than an inch potentially in some areas, highs around 78. Wednesday, lingering showers and windy with a cool northwest breeze, highs around 68. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth. Have a great rest of your weekend.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 82 degrees, which is our current daytime high, and a morning low of 52. Yesterday's high was 81, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1972 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 32 set back in 2002. Last year's high was 76, with a low of 42. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:22, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:34. Winds are out of the southeast at 4 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.78, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 82 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
No one heard them calling. No one
Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. That was Blues Image with Ride Captain Ride, tune that reached all the way to number 4 in 1970 on the Billboard Hot 100, also reached number 4 in Canada. Thanks very much for being here this Saturday afternoon. It's great to have you along. Want to thank the sponsors of Saturdays with Simo. We have Harvest Guest Home, Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental. Thanks very much to each of them for sponsoring the program today. How's everybody doing? Hopefully you're having a great Saturday thus far, and we're going to play some great tunes to accompany your day. Going to follow that up with a little bit of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This is their Marrakesh Express.
Sunset in your eyes, traveling in the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall and blue, sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen up to what's been said to you.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train. All on board the train.
I've been saving all my money just to take you there. I smell the garden in your hair.
Take the train from Casablanca going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Gold buttons hang in the air. Charming cobras in the square. Stretch your leathers, we can wear at home.
Oh, let me hear you now.
Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? We're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board.
Goodbye.
From their Magical Mystery Tour LP. Anyway, the one released in the United States, which was slightly different from the one released in Great Britain. That was Hello, Goodbye. Here's a little bit of Peter, Paul, and Mary with their beautiful 500 Miles. Song called 500 Miles, written by Hetty West. 500 Miles. It's time to take our first commercial break of the afternoon, so we're going to abide by that choice. And when we come back, we have a little bit of Fats Domino before we head back into the 70s again. So, we'll meet you back here after we hear from our sponsors.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Moroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Experience the joy flowers can bring at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. You'll find a wonderful selection of hanging baskets and patio plants that are sure to please. Make someone smile with beautiful fresh-cut flowers. Pick from ready-to-go bouquets, or we can create a one-of-a-kind arrangement for you. Honor the memory of loved ones with custom silk floral arrangements, specially designed for cemetery urns and monuments. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family here.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Mark your calendars for the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals, June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Experience the excitement with special introductions kicking off at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and 11:30 on Sunday morning. Be sure to catch the annual rodeo parade Saturday at 10:30 in Richland Center. With three performances over 3 days, you'll witness the skills of the top high school athletes in the state. Don't miss out on the action-packed weekend in Richland Center Rodeo Weekend, June 14th, 15th, and 16th.
We bring the 50s, 60s, and 70s back to life every Saturday on Saturdays with Simo. And your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Thank you.
That's Domino from 1957. I'm walking. Here are the Everly Brothers singing Bye Bye Love.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's we'll be right back.